AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. Pope Francis left Philadelphia in a chartered jet for Rome a few minutes ago after concluding his historic first visit to the U.S. AP correspondent Julie Walker has the live report.
Ross, it was a jam-packed 6 days for the Pope here in the U.S. Before he got on that plane, he presided over a mass for the masses, hundreds of thousands of people here on the Ben Franklin Parkway. Francis said in his homily that everyone should be open to miracles of love for the sake of families. The mass capped a day that included his speaking with sex abuse survivors and jail inmates. It was the culmination of a trip that also featured addresses to Congress and the United Nations. Ross?
The papal visit was very special to Catholics, some of whom stood in long security lines today, and others who wanted to hear the Pope at the Mass couldn't because the security lines were too long.
So I appreciate him a whole lot more than I appreciated any other Pope, so I think it's worthwhile being here to see him.
The bishop decided that we would, or as a group, decided just we all would leave and try to find Mass on the Jumbotron.
The Mass in Philadelphia was by far the biggest gathering of pilgrims who came to see and hear the Pope while he was in the U.S. The next world meeting of families that brought the pontiff to the U.S. in the first place will be held in Dublin, Ireland in the year 2018. If you're planning a trip by car, van, or SUV, oil industry analyst Trilby Lundberg says you're going to find cheaper gas these days.
Gasoline prices are still tumbling. In these 2 weeks, we have a drop of 9 cents. And the new average is $2.35 for regular. It's been 36-cent drop over 5 weeks.
Motorists in Baton Rouge are paying just $1.92 a gallon. This is AP Radio News. The Pittsburgh Steelers pulled off a win today over the St. Louis Rams, but may have lost their starting quarterback for a while.
The Steelers hold off the Rams 12-6 at the Edward Jones Dome on a day starting quarterback Ben Roethlisberger would leave the game in the third quarter with a left knee injury. The three-time Pro Bowler and two-time Super Bowl champion had completed 20 of 24 passes for 192 yards at the time of the injury. Roethlisberger was carted to the locker room and was seen on crutches after the game. The only touchdown of the day was scored on Le'Veon Bell's one-yard run early in the second quarter. Pittsburgh's now 2-1 on the season, while the Rams fall to 1-2. Mike Reeves, St. Louis.
Steelers head coach Mike Tomlin says it may not have been the best performance, but he says the Steelers did get a win. Next up tonight, the Broncos are playing in the Mile High City.
You grow infinitely when you find ways to pull.
I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.